3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Read some. The university has grown dramatically from its first days as the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines. Today, more than 5... The university has grown dramatically from its first days as the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines. Today, more than 5,000 students select from the full gamut of academic fields. Our graduates are working in every continent throughout the world using the skills they learned at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Almost 400 faculty members teach the more than 140 fields of study in some 70 disciplines offered at UAF, and they advise as well as teach. Most classes are relatively small, less than 30. Each of the 4 professional schools and 3 colleges has developed its curriculum to meet the challenges of the 21st century. The College of Natural Sciences offers a variety of disciplines related to the Earth, atmosphere, oceans, biosphere, and space. Humanities, mathematics, performing and visual arts, as well as journalism and broadcasting, have a home in the College of Liberal Arts. Within the College of Human and Rural Development are education and social sciences. Service to rural Alaska is one of the college's primary missions. Each of UAF's 4 professional schools stresses the practical applications of theoretical concepts. School of Engineering programs are civil, electrical, and mechanical engineering. Future businessmen and women study economics, accounting, and business administration in the School of Management. After earning their degrees from the School of Mineral Engineering, Mining, Geological, and Petroleum Engineers find employment with resource companies. I'll read that one more time. After earning their degrees from the School of Mineral Engineering, Mining, Geological, and Petroleum Engineers find employment with resource companies. The School of Agriculture and Land Resources Management teaches its students the skill of land resources management, including agriculture. The diversity of the 49 states is incorporated into studies of Alaska's premier university. All of the Great Land is a classroom, as well as the oceans and seas surrounding it, the air above, and the bottom of its lakes and rivers. Marine science students join scientists from around the world on research cruises on the university's own vessel, the Alpha Helix. While some head to sea, others look to the heavens at internationally recognized geophysical institutes. Graduate students explore the mysteries of space and the Earth. Poker Flat, the only university-owned and operated sounding rocket range in the world, is an important aspect in cooperative international research efforts. UAF's 5 large research institutes enhance student educational opportunities. It was a geophysical institute scientist, for example, who discovered the Van Allen belt of the Earth's magnetic field. It was a geophysical institute scientist, for example, who discovered the Van Allen belt of the Earth's magnetic field, which is considered one of the major discoveries of the 20th century. At the heart of any fine university is its library, and UAF has the best in the state. It has more than 1 million volumes. There's another 250,000 research items in the collections, ranging from maps to videotapes. Another invaluable resource is the University of Alaska Museum, with its unsurpassed natural history and science collection. Am I too stilted when I'm reading that? Okay. The university is a community within the Fairbanks community. Concerts, plays, athletics, and national speakers such as Andy Rooney, James Watt, and Julian Bond are vital elements in the mix, creating a cultural center for the entire campus community. The annual Festival of Native Arts is one of the highlights of the winter season. University-owned public broadcasting stations, KUAC-TV and KUAC-FM, serve the entire community with locally and nationally produced programs. In the Charles Davis Concert Hall, more than 1,000 people can enjoy a concert. Fitness is important to many, and the campus facilities include a swimming pool, ice arena, gymnasium, and training rooms. Depending on the season, more than 40 miles of trails offer cross-country skiing or jogging opportunities. Sports fans can enjoy watching the Nanooks compete in Division I hockey, riflery, and skiing. Division II basketball, swimming, and volleyball offer exciting intercollegiate sports competition. Half of the full-time students live on campus. During the year, the halls residents sponsor dances, charity fundraising events, and picnics. The halls intensely compete in more than 20 intramural sports. Residence halls are designed to meet individual needs and wants. Some are designated quiet halls, while others are for older students. Still others are set up as all-male, co-ed, and all-female. The newest residences are apartment-style, complete with cooking facilities. A women's center, tutoring services, financial aid, career counseling, and rural student services offer help to all students. UAF is a vital part of the Fairbanks community. Fairbanks itself is an active city with some 70,000 in its metropolitan area. Winter and summer sports are popular, from dog racing in the winter to golden days in the summer. There's always something to do in Fairbanks. The university faculty and students are active participants. They join Fairbanks' churches, social clubs, and organizations. As the economic center of northern Alaska, Fairbanks has many well-stocked stores carrying almost anything imaginable, modern, urban, and surrounded by wilderness. Within a half-hour drive are hundreds of miles of uninhabited wilderness. Fairbanks and the University of Alaska Fairbanks are truly on America's last frontier. The university has grown dramatically from its first days as the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines. Today, more than 5,000 students select from the full gamut of academic fields. Our graduates are working in every continent throughout the world using the skills they learned at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Almost 400 faculty members teach the more than 100 fields of study in some 70 disciplines offered at UAF, and they advise as well as teach. Most classes are relatively small, less than 30. Each of the four professional schools and three colleges has developed its curriculum to meet the challenges of the 21st century. The College of Natural Sciences offers a variety of disciplines related to the Earth, atmosphere, oceans, biosphere, and space. Humanities, mathematics, performing and visual arts, as well as journalism and broadcasting, have a home in the College of Liberal Arts. Within the College of Human and Rural Development are education and the social sciences. Service to Rural Alaska is one of the college's primary missions. Each of UAF's four professional schools stresses practical application of theoretical concepts. School of Engineering programs are civil, electrical, and mechanical engineering. Future businessmen and women study economics, accounting, and business administration in the School of Management. After earning their degrees from the School of Mineral Engineering, Mining, Geological and petroleum engineers find employment with resource companies. The School of Agriculture and Land Resources Management teaches its students the skills of land resources management, including agriculture. The diversity of the 49th state is incorporated into studies of Alaska's premier universities. The diversity of the 49th state is incorporated into studies at Alaska's premier universities. All of the Great Land is a classroom, as well as the oceans and the seas surrounding it, the air above and the bottom of its lakes and rivers. Marine science students join scientists from around the world on research cruises of the university's own vessel, the Alpha Helix. While some head to the sea, others look to the heavens. At the internationally recognized Geophysical Institute, graduate students explore the mysteries of space and the Earth. Poker Flat, the only university-owned and operated sounding rocket range in the world, is an important aspect in cooperative international research efforts. UAS' five large research institutes enhance student educational opportunities. It was a Geophysical Institute scientist, for example, who discovered the Van Allen belt of the Earth's magnetic field, which is considered one of the major discoveries of the 20th century. At the heart of any fine university is its library, and UAS has the best in the state. It has more than 1 million volumes. There's another 250,000 research items in the collection, ranging from maps to videotapes. Another invaluable resource is the University of Alaska Museum, with its unsurpassed natural history and science collection. The university is a community within the Fairbanks community. Concerts, plays, athletics, and national speakers such as Andy Rooney, James Watt, and Julian Bond are vital elements in the mix, creating a cultural center for the entire campus community. The annual Festival of Native Arts is one of the highlights of the winter season. University-owned public broadcasting stations, KUAC-TV and KUAC-FM, serve the entire community with locally and nationally produced programs. In the Charles Davis Concert Hall, more than 1,000 people can enjoy a concert. Fitness is important to many, and the campus facilities include a swimming pool, ice arena, gymnasium, and training rooms. Depending on the season, more than 40 miles of trails offer cross-country skiing or jogging opportunities. Sports fans can enjoy watching the Nanooks compete in Division I hockey, riflery, and skiing. Division II basketball, swimming, and volleyball offer exciting intercollegiate sports competitions. Half of the full-time students live on campus. During the year, the hall's residents sponsor dances, charity fundraising events, and picnics. The halls intensely compete in more than 20 intramural sports. Residence halls are designed to meet individual needs and wants. Some are designated quiet halls, while others are for older students. Still others are set up as all-male, co-ed, and all-female. The newest residences are apartment-style, complete with cooking facilities. A women's center, tutoring services, financial aid, career counseling, and rural student services offer help to all students. UAF is a vital part of the Fairbanks community. Fairbanks itself is an active city with some 70,000 in its metropolitan area. Winter and summer sports are popular, from dog racing in the winter to golden days in the summer. There's always something to do in Fairbanks. The university faculty and students are active participants. They join Fairbanks' churches, social clubs, and organizations. As the economic center of northern Alaska, Fairbanks has many well-stocked stores carrying almost anything imaginable. Modern, urban, and surrounded by wilderness. Within a half-hour drive are hundreds of miles of uninhabited wilderness. Fairbanks and the University of Alaska Fairbanks are truly on America's last frontier. Our graduates are working in every continent throughout the world using the skills they learned at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Almost 400 faculty members teach the more than 140 fields of study in some 70 disciplines offered at UAF, and they advise as well as teach. Most classes are relatively small, less than 30. Each of the four professional schools and three colleges has developed its curriculum to meet the challenges of the 21st century.
everywhere that Mary went, his plan was for her to go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Testing. A little bit further back. Microphone's closing. And testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Talking about at this level right here. Try and keep it about this level, hopefully. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing.
Okay, this is day 1. Dave, I know that I'm going to ask you, why did you come to the university? I know everybody has a number of reasons, but if you were thinking back on it, what is the primary reason or two reasons why you came to UAF?
Well, having grown up in Alaska, the University of Alaska Fairbanks was a university I've heard of a lot. Having grown up in Alaska, I've heard a lot of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And it was close to home, and I felt it would be a good university to go to.
And what do you think of some of the, you know, we all think there are quite a few Princeton universities, but everybody thinks of one or two different ones probably. If you were to think of one or two of the strongest areas of the university, what are they to you?
Probably that the university is so personal. You're on a first-name basis with just about everybody you meet, including your instructors.
Go ahead, you can get longer answers than you want.
Hold on.
This is day 2. Dave, I know there's a number of reasons why people go to colleges, but I'm going to ask you, what one or two reasons, what were the primary reasons that brought you to UAF?
Well, the university, I think, is quite diverse. There are a lot of different things happening up here. One of the things that brought me up here was the university fire department. That's always been an interest of mine, and as a student, I was able to learn the practice of firefighting through the university fire department.
Sounds good. Obviously, that's one of the strengths of the university, but if you were going to pick out one or two real strengths of the university, of this university, what would be one or two of the primary strengths of UAF?
Probably the biggest is that the university here is a very personable university. You get to know just about everybody. Most times you're on a first-name basis with your instructors. It's not hard to talk to any of the instructors. They're quite open. They're just there for you.
That sounds good. It sounds like you're very pleased. When you look back, you think you got the quality of education you're looking for.
Yeah, I do. I think I got a very good education here at the university. You know, a broad spectrum of things. I've learned a lot about a lot of different things. So I think, yeah, I did get a good education.
Sounds great. I'm hoping you'd recommend it to friends or cousins or siblings or in-laws. But if you were to pick one or two reasons why you were recommending UAF to someone else who was looking to you for advice, what are the one or two reasons that you think are the best reason to come here?
First of all, that it's got a quality to it that, probably that you can get a very good education here. It's again, as I said, diverse, but
this is similar to what I've asked you before. I've asked you what the strengths of the university were. But the strengths and the best are sometimes similar, sometimes isn't. But what is the best thing about UAF? Okay, we'll cut it here, Tom. We'll do day 3 this time. This is day 3. Let's just go through all of them again, Dave. That's okay. Okay. We'll go back to ones that we ended up with before. If you were to ask, someone were to ask you why they should come to the University of Alaska Fairbanks, what are some of the reasons and the primary reasons you recommend UAF to them?
Well, having grown up in a rural town in Alaska, a very small town, I was not overwhelmed by an education at the university. It doesn't sound right. I wasn't overwhelmed like that.
Start over if you want. having grown up in
I wasn't overwhelmed by the University of Alaska. Yeah. I think having grown up in rural Alaska, I was able to do quite well at the university because the university is not a, it's not geared toward a large mass of students. It's geared toward the individual. You get a very individual education here at the university.
Sounds good. Going back, you know, we talked earlier about what kind of education you got here. If you could, with that in mind, what you just said about the good individual, how would you rate your quality of education to people you know from other schools, for example?
I would rate my education very high. I think I got a very well-rounded education. It's not lopsided in any means. I learned as much about the arts as I did the sciences.
Sounds good. Let me jump back, and we were talking about some of the strengths of the university. But to you, what were some of the, what are some of the best things about this particular university in this particular stage of time?
I think it was probably not being afraid to come to the university. I felt there was just an atmosphere here that was welcoming. It wasn't overwhelming.
Sounds very good. Now I can ask you, why did you come here?
Well, I grew up in rural Alaska, and it's close to where I grew up, and it had the things that I was interested in. I was interested in the fire department, and because the university had a program like the university does with the university fire department, I was able to learn more about being a firefighter.
Mm-hmm. And let me go back and then ask you again on recommending it. Like the answer you're saying, but if you were recommending it to somebody from another state, why would you recommend UAF rather than somebody from this rural area like yourself?
Mm-hmm. The University of Alaska does not just give you an education. It, in a sense, gives you a lifestyle. You not only learn in your classes, you learn throughout the whole time you're at the university. You learn more than just out of books. You learn life.
Sounds very good. Appreciate the time.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
That's a good final answer.
Say Mary had a little lamb.
Mary had a little black lamb.
Quote Adam Smith or something. Mm-hmm. A little bit of talking.
You mean in the long run we're all bad?
Eventually we will be.
Mm-hmm. And in the short run we'll just take a 10% salary cut.
Per week. 10% descending per week.
Per week.
However, if we sign a check off of getting, we can have half of that if we give the other half to the specialist of the election.
I see. Yeah. I guess everyone, you know, with all the uncertainty, people would be better off just keeping it cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's face it, you know the school district can cut too. Yeah. And you know there are lots of places. Because I came in 1971 and we managed quite well at a fraction of the level of services.
Okay. No, it's a good one. It's not too long. So this is Monica One.
Goodness gracious.
I've lost 12 pounds.
And it's having a tough time, okay.
A couple of general questions I'd like to ask you, but one of which is, what do you think are some of the real, maybe one or two of the primary strengths of the University of Alaska Fairbanks for a student? As a student, what are some of the primary reasons to come into UAF?
Well, I think the real strength of the university is that, unlike many other institutions of higher learning, students are basically taught by professors, whereas when you go to institutions such as what we call the, quote, major national universities, you'll be taught by graduate students. And I think as a result that students in many of the undergraduate programs can get a very fine degree because they're taught in small classes at appropriate times by very good faculty members who really care about teaching. I think the university faculty here really, really care about teaching. I'm not so sure that's going to continue, but no. They do. And they do a good job, and the class size is small, and the students really benefit.
If a student were to come, I'm asking a similar question now, but if a student were to come to you for advice on why should I go to the University of Alaska Fairbanks, what are some of the reasons, maybe some additional reasons, or one or two reasons, why you would recommend the University of Alaska Fairbanks to a student considering college?
Well,
For one thing, I think a lot of students go out to major national universities and discover that they're one of thousands, and nobody really cares about them, again, taught by graduate students. Two, I think it's a very cost-effective university for a student. It doesn't break your budget to go here. I think, three, that you tend to meet students from all over the world. I think it's an extraordinarily cosmopolitan campus for the size. And I think you can just stay here and sort of see the world pass right by you while you're here. That's why I'd recommend it to you. Unless, of course, they're in a very specialized area, and then obviously we don't meet some of those needs like pre-pharmacy and some things like that.
Now, if a student were, you were mentioning the strength of faculty, how would you, if I could ask you to elaborate a little bit on the strength of the faculty and as teachers, or as a teacher, just bring it back up a little bit.
Why are they good teachers?
How do we have a good, strong teaching faculty?
Because over the years, the university has emphasized good teaching. They have said that teaching is the most important function of the faculty at this university. They have tried to reward it, not always as well, perhaps they might. Students have been very responsive back to teachers and have given good feedback, good positive feedback. There's a great deal of faculty-student interaction. I think particularly when you've declared a major, you'll find that you have almost complete access to faculty in your department, and that you build quite a rapport with the faculty that you wouldn't have at a larger institution.
The students are saying the same thing.
Is that right?
Over and over. We mentioned the faculty as one of the strengths of the university, but looking over the whole university, if you were to try to pick out one or two of the best things about this university, the best thing about it, whether it's a major strength or just something really great about it.
What I like personally about it, the incredible diversity of students. I can have a 17-year-old male sitting in my class next to a 28-year-old exchange student from Korea, next to a 38-year-old woman who's coming to college for the first time, next to a 50-year-old retiree who's decided to come back and get a college degree. There's incredible diversity among students, and as a result, it's a fascinating kind of group to teach. For the most part, they're very interested and serious about their work. There isn't a lot of playing around. I'm quite impressed, at least particularly at the lower division level, which I teach for the most part, at the degree of seriousness amongst the students. And as a result, I think that's something that I like. I like the opportunity to meet people from a lot of places. I think it's a good place to teach. I think it's a good place to work. I think it's just the right size, and yet it has some of the advantages that a school that would be half the size would not have.
I certainly agree with you. You're missing the diversity of students and diversity of faculty. How does diversity contribute to a good education?
Well, because I think you learn as much outside the classroom as you learn inside the classroom. Whether you're sitting over coffee at Wood Center, or whether you're at the pub having a glass of beer, or whether you're sitting in your dorm room, such as you can sit over in Nerland Hall and have kids from 40 different countries sitting in your room with you, that's what really a college education is all about, not what you learn in the classroom. And so I think we really provide that opportunity. We also provide a unique physical environment. We provide an Arctic environment that students wouldn't have anywhere else. I mean, after all, it's not Iowa, but why would you want to go to Iowa when you can be here? You have an outdoor environment that's just, you know, unique, summer and winter. And I think it adds. And I think on top of that, I think it's a good community in which to live.
I'm going to go back to diversity a little bit. I mean, serious to students a little bit, because, frankly, when I take classes, 20-year-olds are a lot more serious than I was at that age. Do you think the majority of students are here trying to get a good education, and do you think they are getting a good education?
One, I think that the attitude toward education has changed immeasurably in the last 5 years. In comparison with the students I had 5 years ago, the students are far more serious. In fact, I think in some cases they're way too serious. And I try very much in my role as an advisor to calm them down a little bit, thinking that the world is not going to come to an end if they don't get an A on the next exam. Okay. Yes, I think they're getting quality education. I think, as is true in any institution, I think there's some departments that are stronger than other departments. I think there's some faculty that are stronger than other faculty. I think, as is true at any university, you have to pick and choose. Students are very good at that, though. There's a word of mouth as to which are the good faculty members and which ones are not. And students do not pick a faculty member that they don't like more than once. And by the end of their freshman year, they know exactly who the good ones are in the balance. And they can pick and choose and put together a very good program. But I wouldn't say that every single faculty member on this campus is super great, because that, you know, that would not be true. But for the most part, I think it's a good faculty. Very devoted to the students and very devoted to teaching.
Let me ask one more question. I'm going to come back to something that you've already answered when you were talking about the emphasis on teaching. Why is there an emphasis? Let me make that. How does a student benefit from a university like UF where there's an emphasis on teaching versus a university that does not have this emphasis?
Well, quite simply, it boils down to who teaches you. At a great research institution, you're going to be taught by master's students, and they have had no teaching experience, and all they can really think about is getting their degree, and they're only teaching because they need the money, and they're not going to care very much about you, and you're going to be in a classroom with 600 or 700 in a large auditorium, and you're probably going to get a pretty lousy course. You may go to a great university, and the only time you're going to see the Nobel Prize winner is walking across campus, because he certainly is not going to teach you. He's going to be teaching the graduate students. Here, I can guarantee you that what you're able to reach is you're basically able to reach and take classes from everyone who's a faculty member on this campus. And whereas some are better than others, you're going to be able to pick them from the best. And at most major national universities, you're not going to